Penguin Random House Audio presents The Monk of Mocha by Dave Eggers. Read for you by Dion Graham. And why? Because he let the entire world press upon him. For instance, what it means to be a man in a city, in a century, in transition, in a mass. Transformed by science, under organized power, subject to tremendous controls, in a condition caused by machination after the late failure of radical hopes, in a society that was no community and devalued the person, owing to the multiplied power of numbers which made the self negligible, which spent military billions on foreign enemies but would not pay for order at home, which permitted savagery and barbarism in its own great cities. At the same time, the pressure of human millions who have discovered what concerted efforts and thoughts can do. As megatons of water shape organisms on the ocean floor, as tides polish stones, as winds hollow cliffs, the beautiful supermachinery opening a new life for innumerable mankind. Saul Bellow, Herzog. Prologue. Mokhtar Akhenshali and I agree to meet in Oakland. He has just returned from Yemen, having narrowly escaped with his life. An American citizen, Mokhtar was abandoned by his government and left to evade Saudi bombs and Houthi rebels. He had no means to leave the country. The airports had been destroyed and the roads out of the country were impassable. There were no evacuations planned, no assistance provided. The United States State Department had stranded thousands of Yemenis.